Hear that? That gentle whirring sound. It's a fidget spinner. Oh my god. There's another one. And another one. We went to the store where Phoebe works. It was buy one, get three free on fidget spinners. This is the most fidgety I've been in a long time, and I'm on medication for this shit. Yeah. I want to stick my tongue in it.
I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah, I've bitten it. Don't do that. Anyway, I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
These are some of the fidget spinner themed sodas we like.
Woo! But just, yeah, just get... Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, that's gotta be unpleasant.
The worst ASMR. Last time we took it down to NPR levels, and today we're just rocking it Spike style.
Oh god. Oh, this is a slippery bottle.
Or what's that? Jackass. Yep. Jackass for the new age. Fucking fidget spinners.
You know, I've always said that these are some of the sodas we like is a Jackass for a new age.
No, that's just you, Bill.
Some of these bevs count as stunts.
No, that's fair. That's fair. All right.
But probably not this one.
No, I'm excited.
Did you know that we went to the Sprecher Brewery?
Did you? When was that? I don't recall. Was that... Oh, okay. All right. Right. I know. Was that the time that my car got broken into? Oh, yeah. It was that time.
Yeah. So I got day drunk and bought four different perfectly clear flavors of Sprecher. And here's one of them.
Nice.
We have Sprecher Diamond. That classic diamond noise that we all know and love.
Yeah.
And what do diamonds taste like? Well, this week, diamonds taste like Asian pear.
Nice.
Yeah. There's genuinely not a single bit of flavor text. There's only as much nutrition facts as apply, and even, like, some of that, not really.
And the only, it says it's made with real sugar.
Yep.
All right.
The ingredients are water, sugar, sucrose.
All right.
Natural flavors, honey, citric acid, and ginseng. We got sugar, sucrose, and honey in here.
Did you know that ginseng is big shit in Wisconsin?
Is it?
It is. We grow, apparently, like 90% of the American crop of ginseng in Wisconsin. And it's some of the best in the world.
You know, that... makes sense, because isn't ginseng, like, huge in, like, China and Asia?
Yeah, and it's a totally different kind of ginseng.
We have, like, a similar,
Agricultural
template, I guess, as China. Because from last I've heard, there's only two places in the world where asparagus grows. Chinese farms... and American ditches. And, like, specifically Midwest around...
ditches!
And Wisconsin is, like, the...
All right.
Yeah. Growing up, we would ride around in the country and pull over on the side of the road and go pluck some asparagus out of the ditch.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's like. City living. City living right here. The big old Mad Town USA.
I was so sure you were going to say the Big Apple. And I was going to be like, maybe.
No, it's the big cheese curd. Crab apple.
The big crab apple. I like that a lot, actually.
Or cranberry. You could probably say the big cranberry. We do a lot of cranberry farming here, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're 4.5 minutes into this episode. Let's crack this beast. Now, this is a fresh soda.
Ooh.
Because, I can smell from here.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
First of all. Second, not only was this
fresh.
Purchased
two months?
6 weeks ago. No.
2 months ago.
2 months, yeah. But also, like, I don't think these were quite in stores yet at the time.
Ooh.
They are now.
We're fancy.
Ariel sent me a picture of a display that had all the flavors, so I know these are widely available. But this is a pretty early batch of a pretty recent flavor. I was warned that these are very strongly flavored.
Yes! I fucking love pears.
Like, apparently the lemongrass is a trip.
Oh, Jesus, that sounds good.
I have not picked up my glass and I'm giving it the nose.
Oh, man. It
smells amazing.
It's the faraway nose, it's sort of a light, it's a fresh.
Whoa.
But you get it up in there and it's...
Yeah, that pear's got meat
like,
in it.
It's like smelling a Jelly Belly, a juicy pear Jelly Belly. Just,
It's like cutting open six pears at once.
Yeah, just shoving them all right up in your nose.
I'm not generally a big fan of eating pears.
Oh my god, I love pears.
But like, pears are one of those things where the texture is not great.
I'm having a good time.
But I like an Asian pear.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever eaten an Asian pear. I mean, I've had drinks flavored like Asian pear. There was a really good cider, I don't remember what it was called.
I think I had a pear cider once.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, there's pear cider, but it was like an apple cider flavored with pear.
Sure.
Oh, so good.
This is such a nose.
I just want to smell it. I want to smell it forever. Right?
We gotta mention here. Usually by now we're talking about like, is this a loud soda or whatever. This is it's not even a white soda. This is perfectly clear.
Yep.
Like,
I mean, they don't call it diamond for nothing.
It's more clear than that one that I could see my knee through from a few episodes ago. That people like to quote that one. Like, this might be more clear than my tap water.
Was that the... Oh, that one surprised me. Look at the tiny little bubbles.
They're just
so
little
cute.
Gentle bubbles.
Oh, it smells so good.
I'm going to take a supplemental post of my fingers.
Mmm.
Just to... Because, like, dang. So, we should probably give this enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I kind of don't...
Well, hold on. More.
Try to...
That was a
good
really
one. Nice,
yeah. Dang.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It kind of... It's got a real strong, like, intro. Sort of just fades away into nothingness, though.
Which I appreciate.
Alright.
Honestly. Like, I've got just... The flavor
it's
of...
The carbonation's
the
going
carbonation's
real.
The carbonation's on point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it sort of... It has a secondary fizz when it hits your tongue. Mm-hmm.
And I think that explains the aftertaste I get off of it. The best way I can describe that aftertaste is... The way that it tastes on my tongue right now is just like how it smelled when the glass was still on the table.
Yeah. No, all right. Yeah. It's actually really interesting to get the... because, like I said, it starts fizzing again once it hits your tongue, and then it's sort of like having a little bit of foam in your mouth. That's a good time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, every step of this, of each sip is, like, purposefully crafted. This is, we kind of half dunk on Sprecher once in a while.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, Sprecher is like a solid B.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in general.
Yeah.
Like, you can count on a Sprecher soda, but.
Oh, yeah.
No Sprecher flavor is the best of its flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like,
This is pretty damn good soda.
Yeah, this isn't my favorite soda ever, but this is some next level shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really looking forward to the other three flavors we have of this. As I mentioned in episode 100, that's the clapping of four fidget spinners. As I mentioned in episode 100, we're going to spread these out a little bit, because I like to when I can. Mm-hmm.
But, and one of them's frozen, so we definitely have to...
I had to hide them in the back of my fridge so that nobody would drink them.
It's fine.
And it turns totally out the have. Vents over there.
They totally would have.
Oh, they for sure would have. I used to have...
And I would have come down on them like a spider monkey.
I'm pretty sure I had three different flavors of the Joya and two bottles of each.
Oh, and, boy. Yeah. We only ended up having two.
Yeah. Because people just grab stuff. Yeah. Man, that's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a... It's like a special occasion, sort of. It's not like drinking a regular soda.
Right.
It's got, like you said, next level shit. It's got something else going on.
Yeah, this is the kind of... Because I like to think about pairings with sodas. Because that's the natural progression of this garbage.
Yep.
This is the kind of soda that you just kind of sip on its own as its own thing to do.
Yep. I would agree with that.
A lot of get-togethers... there's occasionally an expectation that I'm going to bring a good soda. I'm going to keep this in mind as like a nice little trump card. You don't want to overplay it.
Right, right.
But if you need to impress, like, let's say I'm being invited along to a friend of a friend's.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that friend of a friend knows about me is this.
What up?
Like, if I need a strong showing.
What up? Secondary connections.
Craigslist.org/secondary connections.
Oh, God. don't do that.
I want to read those postings. Okay, no.
Here, yeah, exactly. Write what you think would be a really good posting for Craigslist.org/secondary connections and send it to Sid@annvetter.org.
I would also accept these written on the Facebook post.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For this. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because I should post, quote unquote, this week's. I've started just putting the picture up on Facebook and then putting the link in the comments.
Oh.
So it's much easier for everybody to see.
Yes.
And so I'd like this kind of stuff on there. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
I dig it.
Get more people to get over to that Facebook group, at the very least, to see Lauren's very good art of the ABG crew as the indie characters.
Aw, cute.
Super, super good.
Yeah, I dig this.
Yeah.
I have my analogy.
Go for it.
This is Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Because the prequel to it doesn't exist? Or is the Secret Service one the first one?
First one.
Okay. So it doesn't exist. Yeah, it's clear. I can see right through it because it's not there.
Bill doesn't believe that that movie happened.
I don't believe that movie happened.
It did.
Or maybe it did in this universe and I'm from one of them parallel universes.
I mean, this
is a Mandela effect shit.
No, it's. I've just been telling him that we need to watch it for, I don't know, 6 months, a year. But
I have not heard a thing about it until we saw the trailer.
Shit. Bullshit.
Not one thing.
Bullshit. I said something to you in Riley and Jace's living room.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
Nope. I mean, it was my living room, too, because I also lived there. But I know that I did.
Nah.
Whatever. But I think it's because you go in, and it's like the first time that you see it. And I mean, okay, preface, I fucking love that movie. But the first time you go in, you're like, I'm going to watch a spy movie. It's going to be James Bond and whatever. And it flips your script and is simultaneously, I don't know, it's making the spy movie fun again. So this is making soda interesting. Keeping it interesting. How's that? Keeping soda interesting. Changing your shit up. I'm going to give it a fucking solid. This is going to be a 73 for me.
I was really expecting a much higher score out of you.
Really?
Yeah. I was pegging this 80s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I've been pretty hard on them recently.
Considering this seems to be your exact shit.
Well, I mean, it's... I really love the smell of it. I could smell all fucking day. But I just... though I appreciate the taste and the experience of it, I don't necessarily think the taste lived up to the smell. It's like drinking coffee. I love the fucking way that coffee smells.
Yeah, don't put coffee in my mouth.
Yeah, but I don't drink coffee because it tastes fucking gross. Also, it's got a lot of acid in it, and my tummy doesn't really like that. But...
it is the second drink we've had today.
It is also that.
That probably makes a difference.
True. But yeah, that's mine. And I, what did I say? 73?
Probably.
See, my initial instinct was actually 75. And then I tempered myself and said 73. So I think I am going to revise myself and go with my gut and say 75.
Go with your acid-filled gut.
Yep. Get that, that reflux.
Yeah.
I'm regurgitating a higher score.
So, I actually had kind of a similar idea for the analogy.
I love it. We're on a wavelength.
Yeah.
It was the fidget spinner.
Back.
All four of the fidget spinners.
Back in, I want to say, 2007, early 2008. I bought myself an Xbox 360.
Nice.
And I picked up four games.
Okay.
And when I was picking out the games, I was just like, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to jam on Dead Rising and Beautiful Katamari pretty hard. Like, those are my shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to scoop up Bioshock, because that'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
This soda's Bioshock.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be just fine.
Yep.
I'm digging it.
Yep.
Actually, but it also might not be that great several years down the line in retrospect.
All right, there you go. And I will say, having just finished my glass, just before you get to your actual score, for anybody who does feel like seeking this one out, I suggest that you try this, drink it as though it is a white wine. Like Bill said, to sip it. But sip it, the thing that you want to do with at least certain white wines is you want to get it on your tongue to coat the taste buds, mm-hmm. and then take another sip, and then you will actually taste what it's supposed to, what yeah. their intention was. And I very much so enjoyed the bottom third of this glass where the top two thirds were.
Yeah, yeah. I would also say, this comes in a 12-ounce bottle.
Yeah.
Don't fucking drink it out of that bottle.
Don't do it.
I feel like half of a bottle was the perfect amount to have.
Mm-hmm.
And having it out of, like, a more bowl-shaped glass where you can actually...
Breathe
and aerate and give you the full scent and everything. It's worth doing. And plus, you get to share it with a friend.
Heck yeah!
Yeah. So
okay, all right, here it is.
And plus, I think these are probably a little bit more expensive, so also it'll get you a little bit more
also
carry.
That we are so dumb maliers. We're talking about soda like it's wine. All right,
that was the original pitch of the show, so yeah.
Where's my fidget spinner?
I don't know, it's matches your hoodie, which is fun.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm going to give this... I was hedging towards 83.
All right. Nice. So,
yeah.
Very nice.
So that's a 79.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dig it. That's...
I'm looking forward to trying the other
three. That's
really
fucking good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm excited for that lemongrass to knock me on my ass.
I want to know what that lychee is all about.
That's true.
That could be fucking anywhere on the scale.
That is going to be the ramune to end all ramune.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm putting this fucking fidget spinner. I'm going to throw it on the ground!
So remember, kids. End all ramen. See you later, Soda Pals.
Bye!